How can I be a genius? Hi, boys and girls. This is Mr. Sandman. This is Mr. Candle. This is Mr. Bedtime Story Tales Just For You. This is Mr. Candle traveling around the world, sitting at the bedside table of boys and girls just as they prepare to go to sleep, and sharing with them the stories that I hear all over the world, with boys and girls everywhere. I was sitting with the children, with Berta and Ellen, and Anita, and Gregor, and Mark, and Daniel, and they were all saying, "How can I be a genius? How can I be a genius?" And they were asking the questions of each other. And they were all about 6, 7, 8 years old. And they were asking the question, "How can I be a genius? How can I be a genius? I want to be a genius like my dad. I want to be a genius like my mom. I want to be a genius like my brother, my sister. I want to be a genius." And Berta says, "The only way to be a genius is to act like a genius and live like a genius and think like a genius." "Well, how do you do that, Berta?" Ellen was always curious. "How do you do that, Berta? How do you act like a genius?" And Berta says, "You act like a genius when you just be yourself and have fun, when you do the things that make you happy." Now, I'm oftentimes with you guys, and I'm oftentimes doing things with you guys, but the thing is, I'm not doing anything that you guys are doing. You guys are playing a game, and I'm sitting here with my pencil making an art piece on a piece of paper here. Or I'm writing something here. Now, did you ever notice how Gregor, he sits there and he just sort of takes the dog and he cuddles the dog and he says to the dog, "You're beautiful, you're good, you're wonderful." And then he says, "Dog, come, good dog, do this." And the dogs instantly cooperate with him. "That's right, they do," Gregor said. "Dogs love me." "And well, why do dogs love you, Gregor?" "Well, dogs love me because I love them." "Well, now, can you teach people how to love dogs? Can you teach people how to get along with dogs and how to really care about them?" Mark was very interested. He says, "I have a couple of dogs, and I'm always training them to be fun dogs to be with." "Oh, you have a couple of dogs, Mark?" Yeah. "We have a big family." And Mom says, "Every one of us can have a dog if we wish. And we all want a dog. But not everybody wants to take care of them, but I do." "Oh, is that right, Greg? How do you take care of your dog?" "Well, I teach him good habits. I teach him good manners. I teach him all these good things." "You do that? How did you learn to do that, Gregor? How did you learn to teach your dogs these good things?" "Well, I guess I'm a genius." Daniel says, "Gregor, sometimes I'm just surprised at you. You're not a genius." "Yes, I am, Daniel. I'm a genius." "No, you're not, Gregor. You're fantastic. You're great. You're good. But I don't know that you're a genius." "Yes, he is a genius," Anita said. "He is a genius because he's always loving and he's always kind and he's always wonderful. Now, did you ever notice?" "Oh, come on, Anita. Another one of your stories?" "Yeah. Did you ever notice when I go out and into the orchard here next to the house, I am not interested in picking apples. I'm interested in looking at apples. And I look at the apples and I see how beautiful they are. And I see how beautiful they're hanging from the trees. And I say, 'You apples are great. You're getting bigger and fuller every day and you're beautiful. And you are completely surrounded by the pure white light of love. And you're just glorious. You have a most beautiful sheen to you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.' Well, your apples do look good. I kind of like your apples," Ellen said. "I kind of like, well," Berta said, "well, I can reach the apple and I can eat them." "Well, take the ones that fall on the ground, because the ones that are still hanging up there, they're still coming out and becoming more and more beautiful." "Well, what do you mean? Don't you pick apples from the tree? Who picks apples from the ground? They're bruised when they fall on the ground." Ellen was saying, don't you understand that? And Anita says, yes, I understand that. But I think apples are so beautiful. And my tree apples, I don't have many. I have two or three trees here. I just think they're so beautiful. My daddy says they're his trees, but I say they're my trees because I love them. I love them. And I guess you'd say I'm the apple genius because whenever I come home, I bring home an ideal, perfect, big, fat, juicy apple, and everybody in the family gets a bite of it. I cut it up into so many strips and slices, and they say, oh, that was so good, that was so good, it tastes like more. And I know just how to make my family appreciate what I'm doing and appreciate what I'm thinking and saying and being, because I know I'm a genius. Oh, Berta said, you know, you're all geniuses. We all are fantastic. We all are just glorious in every possible way. And isn't that a wonderful way to be? Mr. Candle, what do you think of this? Well, you guys, you are precious indeed. You are a genius. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious in everything you do. You're glorious. You're absolutely magnificent in everything that you do because you are the ideal child. You are the ideal child. Well, Mr. Candle, don't you see many ideal children when you go around the world? Well, now you got me there, didn't you? I am unable to see anything other than who I am. And I am the ideal child, and I am the ideal man. I am the ideal Mr. Candle. I am the ideal friend. I am the ideal traveler of the world. I am the ideal ideal. And so everywhere I go, I see ideal children, just like you guys. Just like you, Berta, you're an ideal girl. Ellen, Anita, you are ideal girls. You're so filled with unconditional love. And Gregor, yes, your puppy dogs. And Mark, your puppy dogs. And Danielle, your puppy dogs. All of them filled with your unconditional love, filled with your joy, filled with your peace, filled with who and what you are. Because that's who and what you are. Yes. How can I be a genius, boys and girls? The way to be a genius is just enjoy being yourself. And as you enjoy being yourself, everything in the world is yours to be delighted in. Everything in the world is yours to be thrilled with. And you will see every other being on the face of the earth, a genius just like you, always doing what you do. Looking for the good in yourself first, and finding the good in yourself and in all the rest of the world. It's a very wonderful and a very exciting and a very fantastic experience. And it's up to us to know it and claim it. And boys and girls, you guys are great. Oh, you guys are just great. You make me feel so happy when I'm with you. Oh, thanks for coming, Mr. Candle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, boys and girls, I see the Sandman is coming there. He's going to drop pixie dust all over you and put you to sleep with happy, happy dreams. And you're going to say, wow, I didn't know dreams could be so much fun. And I'm going to be on my way now. And I'll say to you, until next time, know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Happy dreams.